not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chimene Nugent. So we just saw the results of Super Tuesday's election, and I think many of us expected that outcome. Joining me today are movers and shakers in politics and faith. Sheriff Mark Lamb will be here to discuss how unsafe America has become with millions of illegal migrants invading our country. Also, the CEO of Promise Keepers, Shane Winnings, and Dr. Mark Sherwood talks about the side effects of the popular weight loss drug Ozempic. But first, NBA player and mixed martial arts athlete Royce White didn't like what was going on in his home state of Minnesota, so he's doing something about it. He's running for Senate. Let's take a look.
We are American citizens, and that means something, or at least it will when you have America First leaders.
And to destroy the Democratic Party as a national political institution, root and branch, from the Rio Grande Valley all the way up to Royce White running against Omar in Minnesota.
My name is Royce White. I'm running for United States Senate in the great state of Minnesota, my home, against Democrat Amy Klobuchar, to represent the common interests of the American people and fight the momentum of tyranny.
And he joins us now. Royce, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So I have to tell you, when I first saw that whole commercial, your campaign ad, I had a real emotional response, and I showed it to my husband, and he did as well. I don't know. It could be your voice. You have the most amazing voice. But also, you didn't need to do this. You didn't need to get into politics, into the devil's den, but you're a fighter physically and spiritually. So first, thank you for not only hearing God's call, but for stepping into it.
Yeah, I appreciated it. Thanks for the time. nobody has to do politics. And that's just that's the reality. And nobody has to fight for freedom. Nobody has to fight for their faith. But we should. And what we should do should trump what we want to do. And I guess I learned that from being a lifelong athlete, especially of a team sport. Often we teach our young guys. I help coach youth basketball still to this day at my alma mater. And we teach the young guys, doing what you're supposed to do trumps what you want to do. It supersedes what you want to do. And obviously the country's on fire. And obviously a lot of American citizens have been brainwashed to think people like Amy Klobuchar are great politicians because they have the reputation of being great politicians and whatever that means. For us in the movement, in the America First movement, we know a lot of American citizenship has been sold out, sold down the river, sold out to China, sold all over the place, wherever the highest bidder was for these puppet politicians who take money. But a lot of people are starting to wake up to that as well. And so we just need more people that continue to sacrifice their own personal time and energy to convey the truth. And I'm happy to be a part of it and happy to do it. The truth seems very, and it's not a confusing, you know, a complex truth. I try and boil it down for the America First movement to three main priorities: the border, the debt, the forever wars. We got to close the border. We got to pay back the debt. We got to stop getting involved in forever wars. There are other issues too, like election integrity. Obviously, that's a huge one. That's a center, cornerstone of what we need to be concerned with, and we should have the right to question our elections. Anybody who tells you otherwise isn't even an American citizen, really, at heart, let alone a friend to the movement. So I'm just happy to be a part of it and see this thing change.
Well, we are happy that you're a part of it as well. Was there any one thing in particular that made you want to jump into this ring?
Oh, for sure. It was George Floyd, 100%. Yeah, I was on the ground there. When the George Floyd thing happened, I organized these protests. And I took a lot of flack from it when I joined this movement. It's like, why are you protesting with BLM? I said, no, wait a second. BLM protested with me. And this whole idea in the conservative movement that we should keep our politics and our faith, our religion to ourselves, that was an info war from the very start. Talk more about politics, talk more about religion. We need to talk about those things, and we need to try and convert people who don't believe the same as we do. That's part of being Christian, to spread the good word. So I'll go into the belly of the beast right here in Minneapolis with a bunch of green, purple-haired liberals, and I'll organize a protest and pray. And I'll also walk into the Federal Reserve and let them know, while cultural wedge issues like the LGBTQ or women's rights or police brutality, for that matter, are easy to sell on CNN and Fox News, what the business of the Fed and the business of the corrupt D.C. elite and the business of the military-industrial complex and the business that has all but effectively stolen money from the American people ad nauseum while we bicker, that's the real business of the corrupt. That's what we really need to be focused on. And obviously the purveyors of the status quo there in the liberal Minneapolis didn't like that. But they have to face the reckoning like the rest of the country. And you see from the primary results here in Minnesota, Donald Trump got more primary votes than Joe Biden did here in Minnesota. And everybody says it's off the table. It's not off the table. Nothing's off the table when you have faith and when you tell the truth.
I love it. Now, you talk a lot about freeing the Uyghurs. Why is that important to you?
Well, I mean, I'm a China hawk. I think the CCP is the most tyrannical regime in the history of human civilization, or at least one of them, certainly in modern times. But more importantly, the Uyghurs and the oppression that they face from the CCP draws the most stark distinction, or let's say the most stark contradiction of the liberal, you know, the liberal democratic order and how they tried to, brainwash or gaslight the American people first and foremost into thinking this entire globalist agenda is about human rights. It's not about human rights at all. It's about human rights when it benefits their agenda. And when it doesn't benefit their agenda, they'll look the other way in a heartbeat. And because China owns the note to the American dream right now, they're willing to look away from the Uyghur genocide and that oppression and continue doing business as usual with the CCP. So all the Democrats and liberals are scared to even touch it, because they know it's a huge hypocrisy for this entire human rights based movement about justice and equality and so on and so forth and racial and religious tolerance and anti-Muslim propaganda. And we got to save the Palestinians. But the Uyghurs get locked up in a concentration camp at 2 million people. And we don't even bat an eyelid. Give me a break. Stop it.
Well, has there been any backlash from your former teammates?
No, I've received up until this point is our players, former coaches, former college coaches, former high school coaches, people in the local basketball community here in Minnesota that reach out and say, we love what you're doing and we support you in your Senate race. We're happy to see you grow into a young man that's standing up for a lot of the things that we believe in and wish we had the platform to say. Now, I will say a lot of the professional basketball players don't feel empowered to really speak their mind. And that's an issue we got to deal with inside our American institutions, especially professional sports. But none of them have gotten on me or disowned me or been like, man, you're crazy for what you're saying. It's complete opposite, actually.
Yeah. So if you're elected into the Minnesota Senate, what is the number one thing on your agenda?
Border. Border, border, border. And it's not, you know, look, yes, we have an invasion happening. I believe it's an invasion. Whether it's an invasion on purpose or not doesn't really matter. Same net result. We have too many people coming across the border in our country, and it degrades the value of American citizenship. And your citizenship has a value. That's probably the key word helps describe our entire movement: citizenship. And citizenship matters. You know, that's something that matters, or at least it should. So the border is the number one priority, but even deeper than the physical line drawn there at our southern Texas border. Borders are a limit on man's unfettered ambition. And men who don't have borders, spiritual and physical borders, men who don't have spiritual and physical boundaries are doomed. Same as a nation. Same as a nation. So we have to fight the impetus to play God and believe we're God. If you don't have borders, you don't have boundaries, you're bound to try and play God.
If we don't have a border, do we have a country?
Oh, absolutely not. No, of course we don't have a country. But we lose so much money. It's so much more than that. Yes, we don't have a country. But again, it's no coincidence that a borderless society is one of the main goals of this global movement. And you know, of course, it makes everybody, it's a lack of humility, right? It's that we could be the empire. We can control the entire world. We could govern the whole world. Any man who thinks he can govern the whole world has never encountered the real value and charity and grace of the gospel and Christ and God. And to be humble is just, it's just not humility.
Yeah. Well, what a pleasure it has been having you on my show. I hope you come back.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you so much for being here. Okay. Have you been feeling a little bit off lately? Maybe headaches or dizziness or short-term memory loss? Well, EMF radiation could actually be making you sick. Thankfully, there's a solution. Silver woven clothing can block EMF radiation and 5G from causing harm to your body. Ted and I both have Faraday bags from Sparrow Gear, and they work. Unplug to recharge with Sparrow EMF protection. Just go to sparrowgear.com and use the code FAITH to get 10% off. That's sparrowgear.com, and the code is FAITH. We'll be right back. I don't know how you feel about this, but we don't like to buy meat from the store. We don't want to encourage anybody to buy meat from the store.
It's unsafe.
It's unsafe. It's got antibiotics, chemicals, mRNA in it. But we did find this beef that is freaking amazing.
I'm not a big fan of beef, but I've become a big fan of beef. It's the best we've ever had.
Seriously, the best steak ever. And that's coming from the Whackmaster and our friends.
Switch to America with Shemaine.com, the best beef in the world.
If you really want to try it, check out Switch to America with Shemaine. What's
Switch
that?
To America with Shemaine. I switch to America with Shemaine.com. Switch to America with Shemaine.com, the best beef, the most delicious, the healthiest beef in the world.
We love it, and we know you will too.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. You know, I should probably have a cooking segment here on Faith and Freedom. But seriously, the Switch to America with Shemaine beef that you can get there. I found a new recipe that is unbelievable. We had it last night, and I have never had beef like this that tastes so good. And I want to encourage you, you got to support Patriot businesses. You probably heard about 3D printed beef and lab grown meat. Yuck. You can get clean grass-fed beef by going to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. And here's what's going to happen. You will fill out a little bit of information, and someone from my team, a patriot, which would be nice to talk to patriots, you know, they're on the same team, and they're going to get back with you, and they're going to give you details about how you can get this amazing beef delivered right to your door. You don't have to get in your car, go to the grocery store, and deal with anybody else. It'll get delivered right to your door. So check that out. Switch to America with Shemaine.com. You'll thank me later. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4 says, "For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they'll gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears will want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths." And, you know, it sure does seem like that's going on right now. Some churches across America are abandoning the gospel, giving into wokeism, and they're worrying more about political correctness than the salvation of their members. Joining us live now to discuss, CEO of Promise Keepers, Shane Winnings. Shane, it's good to see you.
Thanks for having me on.
So what should the American church be focusing on?
We should be focusing on the gospel. I think that it's not unusual to expect your pastor on a Sunday to give a gospel message, something out of the Bible. It's when we get out of our lane and we try to be something that we weren't called to be, you know, we begin to lead our congregation down a wide road of destruction. And the moral decay that's happened in society, you know, the church is supposed to be who people look to see, what does God have to say about this? And the problem is many churches today are sounding like the world. And so people are beginning to make a God of their own minds because not many are preaching the God of the Bible anymore.
Yeah. You know, when my grandparents were alive and well, they would go to church and the pastor would tell them who to vote for. But after they passed the 501c3 laws, that made it, you couldn't talk about politics. Should right. politics and religion be intertwined?
You know, it's interesting. There's certain issues that I could say, you know, do I want to champion this from a pulpit or from a ministry perspective? But where we have to draw the line is biblical and humanity issues that have been called political, such as abortion, which is killing an unborn living human being, which is the degradation of the nuclear family, a man and a woman. This is Genesis, where God created a male and a woman for each other and no one else. This is kids mutilating their own genitals because they're confused. These are not political issues. These are humanity issues that they break God's heart, and we should definitely be speaking out about these. And what the enemy has cleverly done is called them political because the enemy knows at large pastors and leaders will be afraid to confront anything that is seen as political. Whereas if you're not in it for yourself and you're truly living for the Lord, you will recognize, no, this isn't a political issue. We shouldn't be killing unborn children. We shouldn't be mutilating the genitals of teenagers. And I'm going to speak out about this regardless.
Well, good for you. The New Age movement ushered in this wokeism where people turn and say, everything you need is inside yourself and you can be just like God. And we know that's not true. That's not the case. So how do you talk to people who have been involved in New Age things to change their mind?
Yeah. You know, I think the first thing we need to do is recognize that this is the same voice from the garden, right? The enemy said the same thing to Eve. Did God really say this? Well, God only knows that if you do this, you know, you'll be like God. You'll think like him. And the thing is that they were already like God. They were made in his image. And so today with the New Age movement or any other movement, you know, they say that you can be a God unto yourself. You find God within. And that's a lie. The Bible says that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who could know it? And so when I talk to someone who's involved in any kind of spirituality, I appeal to the fact that what they're doing is real. We know spiritual warfare is real. The enemy is real. There are dark powers. But I tell them lovingly, I say, look, because of what you're doing, you see that it's real. So then you must understand that what I'm saying is real too. And what I'm telling you is that what you're doing is destructive and it's going to lead you into bondage. But what I offer you is life in Jesus Christ and life more abundantly. And so people are starting to wake up, and you've seen this across the nation, especially over the last few years, where people see how evil things are in our world. And they go, oh my gosh, the devil has to be real because I've never seen things so evil. And so if the devil's real, God must be real. And many people are choosing wisely. They're coming over to the side of God.
Good. I see a mass movement, but there's still a lot of stragglers, and we still hope that more and more people will have the scales removed from their eyes. They'll have eyes to see and ears to hear, but the Bible tells us not everyone does. You know, evil continues to normalize itself, as you were talking about earlier, and it's camouflaged in our society. So what can we do to combat that when we see things, the transgender movement? And, you know, I heard somebody saying that in their school, their kid's school, somebody had to put out a kitty litter box because one of the children identified as a cat.
Yeah, that's wild. You know, this is where we need men to stand up. We need parents to stand up and say, no further. You know, the enemy has taken an inch and an inch and an inch over the last few years and decades. And it's time for, I'm calling out men. You know, I'm leading a national men's ministry, and men are the spiritual leaders of the home. And the problem is, in our culture, we haven't been leading. We've been quiet or even complicit. And so the enemy's taken an inch. And I'm calling on men to stand up and say, not one more inch in the name of Jesus. I will not tolerate the perversion of kids in our schools with the textbooks that are in the libraries, with the ideologies that are being pushed down from the teachers. And again, you know, we can't even trust many pastors to put out the word of God because they're too busy pandering to the issues of the day. You know, I saw a video of a pastor who was talking about voter ID and how it was racist. And it's like, what does that have to do with Christ, who came to set us free from sin and from bondage and give us life and life more abundantly? And it just shows you we've strayed so far from the eternal truths that are in the Bible, and we need to get back to those if we ever want to see this country be great again.
And then there's churches like Calvary Church in California. A previous guest last week I had, Maria Gondero, talked about she was helping to defend them because they were being sued by the state of California because during the pandemic, they allowed to have services and they didn't require their members to wear masks.
Yeah, it's unreal. And, you know, the science has shown over the years, and they've come out and publicly said, hey, you know, we kind of made all this up as we went along. Regardless, people need to understand that Christians are accountable to God. In fact, all of us are accountable to God, but Christians have made a declaration to say, Lord, you are my Lord, my master, and my savior. And one day I'm going to stand before you and give an account for my life. And that means that I don't live my life to please a governor or a mayor or even a president. I live my life to please God. And this whole separation of church and state thing, it was to keep the state out of the church. That's why it's important that Christians speak to the issues of the day, because if we're not speaking into culture and politics, politics is certainly trying to speak into us, telling us we can't worship, telling us we have to close our churches. And so what I'm thankful for is over these years, we have seen pastors stand boldly and say, you're not going to tell me what to do. I'm accountable to God. My church is open. And I will tell you, I know personally several pastors who did this, and they had to buy a new building this year because they exploded with growth. And that's what people are looking for in this day. And that's what we're doing in Promise Keepers. We're gathering men to say, let's stand against culture on one name, and that is Jesus Christ. And let's take our country back.
I love that. Shane, where can people find you?
So I have an account on Instagram, shane.winnings, but follow Promise Keepers. Go to promisekeepers.org. We are coming back with our first arena event in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's August 9th and 10th. We're getting ready to launch the announcement, but we've got an incredible lineup of Charlie Kirk, Dr. Phil, John Amanchukwu, Pastor Alan Jackson. We've got so many, John Bevere. We have an incredible lineup of men who are going to challenge us and confront us to not bow to culture. So I can't wait. We're believing for 10,000 guys in Tulsa this summer, and with more to come after that.
I love that. Well, Shane, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you'll come back.
Thank you so much.
God bless. Don't go away. I hope you will come back too. We'll be right back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. If you don't have your health, you really can't do anything. You can't do the things you love to do with the people you love. I learned that lesson about 20 years ago when I got sick and almost died from toxic mold between the walls of my home that was once featured on MTV Cribs. And I try to do things every day for my health. I'm not perfect. I like Fritos. Yes, I do. But the healthiest thing I do every day is I take Field of Greens. And I would love for you to try it. Be healthy like Ted and I are, or try to be. We're not always perfect, but I know that when I'm putting one scoop of Field of Greens a day in my water bottle, I'm getting the important nutrients that my body needs. And, you know, I notice that my hair and skin feel better. And here's another side effect. My stomach feels better and maybe even a little flatter. That's what other people are saying about it too. And you'll have way more energy and sleep better. What could be better? So take Field of Greens, go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code FREEDOM. That's fieldofgreens.com. And the promo code is FREEDOM for a 15% money back guarantee off your first order. Okay, guys, a lot of Americans have been feeling scared about what's going on in the world, what's going on in our country. And we've got millions of fighting aged migrants flooding into the United States. And every day we keep hearing the horror stories about increased criminal activity, with the most recent heartbreaking event of Lake and Riley being murdered. Americans are now realizing just how unsafe our country is. Sheriff Mark Lamb joins us to discuss what he has first-handed seen in Arizona. First-handedly seen in Arizona. Good to see you, Mark.
Good to see you as well, Shemaine. Thanks for having me on.
So what are you seeing on the border in Arizona?
You know, that's a great question, Shemaine, because this is what I've been telling people lately. You know, for decades in Arizona, we've been dealing with a broken immigration system, the border crisis, but it's predominantly people from Mexico, some from Guatemala, and a little bit from Central America. But it has really changed over the last few years. And what is alarming, these are now people coming from all over the world, 170 different countries represented. And the majority of these people coming in are military age men. A lot of them coming from countries in Africa, like Sudan, from Mauritania, which is a leading breeding ground for Al Qaeda right now, one of their leading breeding grounds. They're coming from Ukraine, they're coming from Russia, Syria, Middle Eastern countries, and they're coming from China. And that should be alarming to Americans. They're coming from countries that do not love America. And China being, you know, I think probably the most concerning right now.
I was in the airport last week and I was just waiting for my flight. Who do I sit next to? Then two gentlemen, one of which was a military guy who does survival. He's a former seer. You know what a seer is. And he's doing survival techniques for, he's teaching, teaching and training the military. And the other guy that was traveling with him was an intelligence. And my first question to them was, it's bad, isn't it? How bad is it going to get? And they didn't have anything good to say. It's a matter of when the crap is going to hit the fan. What are you guys doing to prepare?
Yeah, you're so right, Shemaine, and they're right. It's not a matter of if anymore, it's a matter of when. Look, the alarm bells are going off all over this country, and with good reason. We've allowed all these military age men to come in here. What have we done to prepare? This is not news for me. You know, I don't need the FBI to tell me we're in trouble. I've been telling them for the last 2-3 years, you cannot do this. This is unsustainable. The people that are coming in here are eventually going to be a real problem. And now we're seeing the increase in crime. We're seeing these Venezuelan gangs. We're seeing these Chilean gangs breaking into people's houses here in Arizona, breaking into their houses and stealing stuff while they're eating dinner in the other room. That is so brazen. And as you see the increase of the economy continues to worsen and the increase of people coming into this country illegally, you're going to see an influx of crime because a lot of these people are going to survive. They come from dog-eat-dog worlds where they do the best they can to survive. And unfortunately, that is likely to be at the expense of the American people. It's already costing us a ton of taxpayer dollars. It's going to cost us more American lives. It's sad to say that. I wish I could tell you different. What we're doing to prepare is we've been doing this for a while. All of our guys carry long guns, rifles. We have, you know, our body armor. All the things that we do are very intentional because we want to make sure that we can not only protect ourselves, but more importantly, we protect all of our citizens.
What a shame, Mark, to think that our own government is intentionally doing this. We just found out that President Biden flew 320,000 migrants into the U.S. using a CPB-1 app. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, this is the app they created after they took over. It was their solution. And what it is really just designed to tell the people, to hide from the American people the real problem. They would let people sign up on the CBP One app, and then they would let them in, and they were not counting them towards the apprehensions that we were seeing at the southern border. So those numbers of people that are in this country illegally or that shouldn't be in here, that don't have a long-term visa, that hot number is much higher than what they've been telling us. And has basically been used and abused by the cartels as well. The cartels now use it, charge people, help them fill this out, and then they show up at the gate after they've paid the cartels, and our government lets them in. And now you got Joe Biden, which we've known, they're bringing these people in, and we've been trying to sound the alarm on this for a long time. I'm glad it's finally being exposed. This administration has completely failed the American people. They have aided and abetted in human trafficking, and they have basically, with our tax dollars, funded the invasion of America.
Is there any end in sight or any solutions that can stop this influx?
Yeah, November. that's one of the ends in sight. We have an opportunity as people to let our voices be heard and unelect these people. Look, we can no longer send these elites back and these technocrats and bureaucrats that are running the country, and they've disempowered all of the elected officials, which, frankly, we haven't been sending good elected officials back to Washington, D.C. either, which is part of the reason why I'm running for the U.S. Senate. I'm tired of it. I can only do so much to protect my community here in Arizona. At some point, somebody's got to go out and hunt those wolves, or else they're gonna continue to multiply, and eventually I won't be able to keep them out of my herd. And so I'm going back to D.C. because we got border issues, crime issues, economy issues, and these are issues that are right in my wheelhouse, and I look forward to bringing some sanity back to Washington, D.C. But yes, Jermaine, we can fix it. We start by voting these people out. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to get better before then, and then we get better policies in place. Looks like President Trump's going to be our nominee for the Republican Party. We know he can fix this border. He's done it once before. I look forward to having his policies back again.
Texas is trying to implement a law that would allow law enforcement to arrest migrants and potentially deport them. Is that a model that other states should follow?
Well, believe it or not, Jermaine, that is a model that Arizona started back in 2011 and with a bill called SB 1070, which would do exactly what Texas is doing, making it illegal to be in Arizona, a state law as opposed to just a federal law, which then we could enforce as state law enforcement officials. That bill was quickly challenged by the Obama administration and Eric Holder. They took it to the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit ruled against it, basically gutting that bill. And I've always thought that bill should have been challenged to this all the way to the Supreme Court. So I was really glad to see Texas was pushing, doing the same thing, challenging this. And I see that now a court is saying they do have the ability to do this. So this is going to be interesting. I think it's going to be something that's needed, a fight that's needed to be fought for a long time since we did ours back in 2011. Because I do believe if the federal government's going to fail to do their responsibilities, the states have a responsibility, and we should be able to protect our communities from this type of invasion as well. And so I look forward for this. I'm glad Texas is doing it, and I look forward to getting some resolution to this.
So it's hard for me to believe, and you must run into this occasionally as well. Obviously, the sanctuary cities are having migrant problems, right? So number one, do you think they're ever going to reconsider their immigration policies? But also, I mean, start deporting illegal aliens due to crime, like you just talked about, what happened to Lake and Riley, and also lack of resources.
Yeah, you know, Shemaine, the pendulum has swung so far to the other side that the average common sense person in the street is saying, whoa, enough's enough. No more sanctuary cities. I do think they're regretting it. Unfortunately, some of these people are super stubborn, and whether they lack intelligence, I don't know what it is, but they're willing to roll to hell with their policies, I guess. They're willing to let the ship go down. Most of us Americans are not. And I think the American people are waking up. So I would expect to see a lot of pushback in those communities that have declared themselves sanctuary cities. Either the governments are going to change it back, or the people are going to vote them out and put people in that will protect them. So I hope to see those changes. And I think it's going to start with the people.
Absolutely. And I know, for one, I'm married to a guy that is, you know, it's not like he's welcoming it, but he's ready. I mean, every day, Mark, you know, my husband, and I'm sure you're the same way, that you're just ready from the moment you get up. And even when you're sleeping, you're ready.
I love Ted. Ted Nugent is a great American. And honestly, I look at his stuff and I see the energy he brings and his passion for America and for freedom. And frankly, it energizes me too. I think it energizes a lot of Americans out there. And, you know, Javier Milei, the president of Argentina, recently was speaking at the WEF, the World Economic Forum, which is garbage, by the way. But he was speaking back there. And I loved what he said. He said, look, I'm not here to guide sheep. I'm here to awaken the lions. And that's how I feel. I'm here to awaken the lions in this country. I know Ted feels the same way. I know you feel the same way, Shemaine. We're just trying to awaken the lions in this country that we can start taking our country back, because the American spirit is strong. And this is the Alamo of freedom. If we don't fight for it here, there will be nowhere else to find it.
Yeah, this week is the anniversary of the Alamo. But you know, Mark, God has trained you and put you in the right place at the right time. I always end the show with Esther 4:14. You were born for such a time as this. What would you say in just about 30 seconds to people who are afraid to speak out and step up when they see something that's wrong?
Well, two things. First of all, I love that. I do believe God has put us all here for that. This is a battle of good and evil. Two scriptures, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God had not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And the second one is 2 Kings 6:16. And he answered them, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And that is the truth. More there, those that want righteousness and goodness are far more than those that are pushing evil in this country.
I love it. Sheriff Mark Lamb, thank you so much for being here. And tell your wife I said hello.
I will, Shemaine. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. I've been teaching group fitness classes since 1980, a long, long time, and I'm on a perpetual search for being healthy and healthy food, but it hasn't always been the case that protein bars taste good. In fact, usually they taste like cardboard. But here's a fun fact. There is a protein bar that tastes great. It's called Kingdom Candy. And it's my new favorite on-the-go meal replacement with natural ingredients like spinach and kale and turmeric and pink Himalayan salt. It's sugar-free, gluten-free, and zero trans fat. Go to shop.fmidr.com and use the code FAITH for a 15% discount. That's shop.fmidr.com and the code is FAITH. You're going to want to get that discount. Okay, every year it seems like there's a new weight loss fad that everyone's so quick to jump on without even doing proper research. And when these trends gain traction, lots of people ignore the dangers and side effects because they only want to see the benefits. Well, that's the case with a drug called Ozempic. Maybe some of you have heard about it. You might know somebody who's on it. And it's a drug for diabetes, but recently people have been using it to lose weight, even if they don't have diabetes. Dr. Mark Sherwood joins us to talk about the good, the bad, and the truth about this drug. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me, Shemaine. I really appreciate you.
So what is Ozempic and who should really be using it?
Well, Ozempic is one of a family of drugs, Shemaine, that really is called a GLP-1 agonist. And GLP-1 stands for glucagon-like peptide 1. And what these drugs do is they send a signal from your stomach to your brain to say, hey, I'm full. Therefore, you actually feel the full signal a whole lot quicker and eat less, and then you see people obviously lose weight. They were originally prescribed for type 2 diabetes, etc., and now they've become the fastest of all fastest weight loss trends. So my wife and I are very experienced with these things. Believe it or not, this may sound nutty before we ever think about doing anything with our patient base, including with semaglutide and some of these other ones, we actually try it ourselves. I don't need to lose weight, but I want to know what it does, what it feels like, how it works in the human body.
So what's your experience with trying Ozempic or something similar?
Well, I wanted to really experience the sensation of what it meant to hear the full signal better. I mean, we all know that it's possible to overeat. You, Ted, myself, my wife, we can overeat, man, if we don't be careful with that. And so I went through it just as an experiment to see what it did from a mechanistic standpoint. What I learned was that if one does not pay attention to what one eats, in other words, if you don't get high nutrient density to fill up that cavity called the stomach, which, by the way, is the size of a fist, not the size of a football, then we are going to become nutrient deficient. For our patient base, we have used it with great success under very tightly guarded, highly monitored control protocols, with the only ability to use it when someone is eating right and learning how to use it from a training wheel standpoint to change and alter their lifestyle permanently.
So what's the bad and the ugly about Ozempic? What are the side effects that make it detrimental to your health?
When people are using it to lose weight, Shemaine, I've always thought, you've been in the training business for a long time, I've always thought that the scale weight target was a horrible target because it will fool you. People can lose weight and become less healthy. Mm-hmm. How's that possible? People can lose muscle tissue and they can lose fat tissue all at once while seeing the scale weight go down, becoming more obese, more higher in percent body fat, which leads to more inflammation and more disease processes. I really don't care what the scale weight says. I want my percent body fat to line up with propriety. For men, I like that between about 10 and about 18%, depending on the age. Ladies, 18 to about 26%, depending on the age. And if we can do that, we can get success. But I see people using it inappropriately, creating nutrient deficiencies. I see ladies losing their hair, dry skin, fatigue, they lose muscle tissue, all for the price of wanting to lose a few pounds. Simply put, it's not worth it.
Right. So what is worth it is I've been using and eating Kingdom candy bars for a while now, and I'm serious. It is my go-to meal replacement. It's delicious. But how else is it benefiting me?
The thing about the Kingdom candy, the way we structured that, and you know, you do a great job of explaining the benefits of the ingredients, but there's a part of the ingredients that I think are really important. It contains a lot of fiber. Fiber takes up space. Fiber takes up density. It fills up that cavity called the stomach. And so if you think about this from a real logical standpoint, what better way to fill up that space and create the full signal in a more natural way is to use God's gift, which is called fiber, which comes from plants. So we have a load of that within the Kingdom candy, and that is why I know you've experienced this, and I have, of course, as well. It does keep you full. You don't just immediately crave more and more and more, even though it's got a non-sugar sweetness to it, but it does fill you up and keeps you satiated quite well.
Yes, it does. I love it. I have almost one every day, I have to say.
Yeah.
Okay, so your functional medical institute deals with a lot more issues than just weight loss. What are some of the other things that you deal with on a daily basis?
You know, one of the most exciting things, there's probably two that excites me the most right now, going in this idea of optimization of health, is genetics. Shemaine, we run a genetic panel on every single person because I want to know how they detoxify, how they process free radicals, how they metabolize lipids. I want to know how their inflammation pathways work. I want to know how they process fat loss, how they process diet. Genetics tell us a story, Shemaine, and the genes that we have only changed 2% in 10,000 years. That's it. So when Noah and his wife hopped off the boat, you got it. You and Ted have pretty much the same genes as Noah and his wife did. And so that's important. And so I want to know what my past tells me in my present to construct my future. The other area that excites me a lot is a science with glycobiology. We look at the glycan structure, which is little sugars on the outside of our proteins, and we can determine your age and your aging processes, which is modifiable. So even though the calendar may say X number of years, guess what? You can actually modify your biological aging process and live younger, older.
I love that. Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining me. God bless you. Keep putting out these great products. I'm going to keep taking them, and I hope everybody else does too.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for always having me. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay, we do take some simple things for granted, not only the food that we put into our bodies, but what's in our water? Just a little arsenic or maybe some pharmaceutical drugs and mRNA. Can you believe it? What has this world come to? I found Century Wellness System that removes harmful toxins and enriches water with essential nutrients. It's much healthier and cheaper than buying plastic water. Check out Century H2O and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. That's Century H2O HEALTHY10. So I wanted to tell you, thank you so much for being here, for taking time out of your busy schedule. I have been banned on social media, on X still, with even with Elon. And I'm so grateful to have this platform, to have this show on Real America's Voice. It does take a village to put this show on. Thank you to Taylor and Megan and Linda Peterson and also Kyle and everybody at Real America's Voice. Please watch this channel as much as you can and share it. I still run into people every single day that don't even know that I have a show. So if everybody watching right now, when you get done with this in just about 30 seconds, could you please share it on your platforms as well? Because that's how we get the word out. And we do need to support other patriots and other patriot businesses. And if you want to get more daily updates about health and faith and what's going on in the world, you can subscribe to my Inner Circle on Instagram. Just click on the subscribe button. And you can get my newsletter at ShemaineNugent.rocks. I have a new program coming out, and you're not going to want to miss that. There's a lot happening in the world right now, guys, so get prayed up. Esther 4:14 reminds us, each one of us, everybody watching right now, you were born for such a time as this. God bless.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.